it by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone because I want to be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on this magnificent Monday is the author, Rick Randall. He's the author of the fantastic book that you have got to get.
Thank you. Right on, Randy.
Road trip. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I sure appreciate that. How's everybody today?
We're doing good. Sunny, blue skies, just at living the dream, hoping for warmer weather, though. Playing games with us on Friday, 72 degrees, and then got cold, bitter cold over the weekend. It's like, what the heck is going on with this, you know?
Mother Nature in April in Michigan. I think that's how it goes. I trade off. I have this little conversation with Mother Nature, and I say, okay, I'll tell you what, I'll give you March if you give me April. Then we get to April. I'll tell you what, I'll give you April if you just give me May. By the time you get done, you're like, okay, I'll give you June if you just give me July.
Absolutely. Well, I always operate with the farmer's grandma Bishop's statements, you know, April showers brings May's flowers. And I'm like, yeah, well, we're done with the rain. You know, people up in Sheboygan have got some real issues going.
Gosh.
What a mess up there. Yeah,
for sure.
But you've been gone and you enjoyed some time away. Where did you go?
You know, two places. We went down to Florida, Otter 9, and we were just the two of us on Panama Beach. What a great beach that is. Man, that's just beautiful sand and sugar sand and some pretty good waves to go out and play in. And then we have good friends, our dear friends, Mark and Sue, that invited us to join them on Marco Island. And they have a timeshare at the Marriott Resort on the 11th floor, looking out over the sunsets and the Gulf. And
wow.
Another great experience there, and we like to get up early there, and you can go and collect some pretty good shells in the morning. It's Tiger Tail Beach is just a little north of where we are, but the whole beach strip right there is just a great walk and a pretty fun place to be. So yeah, you're right about warm air and sunshine. We had that every day, and it was just a really nice time. Sue loves to cook. She's a wonderful chef in the kitchen, and so we all like to eat, so it works out pretty good.
absolutely. Well, one thing that was really interesting, the fact that so many people are going through some pretty stressful times. We just had, from a political point of view, Democrats held their endorsement convention over the weekend down in Detroit. Mm-hmm. And they had over 7,000 people show up and get involved in their endorsement of their candidates. And it went until 9:50 p.m. last night. There was floor fights and yelling and screaming, and chairs were being thrown, and it just got totally chaotic. Oh, yeah, I got crazy down there. But living in some pretty stressful times, Rick, I guess one of the things that people need to stop and think about is, you know, garbage in, garbage out, you know, and how it affects their attitude about life, how it affects, you know, even their mornings when they get up. And that was something that I was hoping that maybe perhaps we could talk a little bit today, coming out of your book, Road Trip, that I think people need to understand. It's all about attitude and how you go into things.
You know, absolutely true. That was the first word in the book. And again, the purpose of my book, Road Trip, was is the Good Words Book for Success, Likely to Succeed A to Z. And so the Good Words concept, and we started this again back years ago with my niece Hannah. I just found her poem about Hannah. She was 3 year old that understood 31 different words that are what we called good words, and made a coloring book and a game idea. And now she's a very successful dentist, but she knew all 31 words by the age of 3. And not only that, but she knew the definitions, and that still wrote.
That still applies till today. Absolutely. We're going to take a short break.
Yep.
We're going to take a short break, Rick. More with Rick Randall, the author of the book Road Trip, Good Words Book for Success. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hi, this is Mitchell Lipton, owner of the W Tax Group. We founded our company with a mission statement: to treat our clients like family and help with your tax problems like they were our own. Call us for a free consultation. Tell us about yourself and your tax problems so we can work together to make your life better for you and your family. Again, for a free consultation, call us at 855-346-1788. That's 855-346-1788.
Hear ye, hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experience nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, staying on through the break, is author Rick Randall, the book Road Trip, Good Words Book for Success. And you started talking about your, I believe, was it your niece?
That was my niece, Hannah. But that was the interesting thing about this concept is that at age three, I was visiting her and my brother was trying to get her to just talk about the words, and she was playing Play-Doh. So she really wasn't that excited about talking about the words. Well, anyways, finally she just rattled them all off and kind of like, okay, there you go, Dad. But then we went out for a walk, a little stroller walk, and I was pushing her in the stroller and I was acting like I couldn't get up the hill, and her little face spun around outside that stroller and she says, "Uncle Rick, you have to be more persistent." That's one of the words in the book. Now it's a 3-year-old be more persistent, you know. So right. The interesting thing is, you're right about that. It's the prefrontal cortex, the GIGO, garbage in, garbage out. It's also the prefrontal cortex is the important part of your brain that is your executive center. It's the will to live. It's the decision making. It's whether you're really excited about life and love and living or maybe you're not. And it depends on what you put into it. And so the concept, our Good Words concept, is simply based on the idea that you have 1,500 words in your daily bag of words. So we actually live from only 1,500 words. And so if you only have 1,500 words in the bag, we decided you should only put good words in it. And so that was really kind of what the book is about, or where it came from, was just that concept. And so that's what I did. I went through A to Z, and I have 3 or 4 words for each letter. And then I picked out good words, positive words. And then I wrote a little something about them. And then I wrote a little power statement. And then I wrote a poem for every word to just enforce her and support the idea. But today I was going to start. This is great. You did it with Magnificent Monday. That's always the way to go. So I took the word awake. That's the second word. So I know maybe my third A word, and that's in the book, but it goes like this. So awake, not sleeping, on switch on, mojo is working. Getting excited about your life is so important. Are you awake? Are your eyes open? Is your light on? You know, are you looking around? The only way to make your dreams come true is to wake up. Success usually doesn't happen when you're still sleeping. Are you fired up? Is anybody in there? It's perfect for Monday morning. You know, you wake up and the weekend just came and went, and now it's Monday, here we go again, you know, and that's what our song's all about. But are you fired up? Is anybody in there? You know, hello. And then I wrote, would you invite you to your party? You know, of course you would. Life is so exciting when you get excited about your life, because there's so much to see and to learn and to do. And so then I wrote, wake up, success is wide awake. And that's, this will go back to the goal writing, but here's what I wrote about this, was I woke up this morning and I jumped up out of bed. I had all these ideas cruising around in my head. I had a list of to-dos that I wrote down the night before. I was getting things done before my feet hit the floor. Awake and excited was how I would start my day. Life is much more exciting when you feel this way. This feeling I'm talking about is about attitude, you know. Awake with the best attitude makes your life a better show. But then I went further and I went to W, and so the word awake is A-W-A-K-E, so I popped out these words. So work, W is work. I got a great poem about a friend of mine who worked like crazy. But work, effort required to get the job done. Work, sometimes you get blisters on your hands. You know, sometimes you have to get up early, stay up late. Better with gloves and boots and a hat. If it was easy, it'd been a long line. But so work is an important word. And the energy behind creation is another one of the definitions. But work is one of the essential pieces in the puzzle of success. And so that's in there also. And Doug was my friend. He was in the restaurant business. Holy smokes, he was working 100 plus hours a week. So I asked Doug about his success, and this is what he told me. He was working so many hours, he was going to quit and give his partner the key. Fortunately, he didn't do that. He stayed and stuck it out. He knew if he just kept working, he would see success without a doubt. Work is not a magic ingredient, but an essential part of the recipe. Because he kept on working, success is what he did see. He was close and had almost given up, but in time, it's all paid off. Doug was very successful, but he's still working. He's working at playing golf. And that was my W word for work. But then ambition is another one. What you mentioned earlier about just people getting along, I just don't understand what I call ugly human behavior, and it seems to be pretty prevalent. And I just, again, I don't think that way. And I think, how do we win for everybody? And on the 4th of July, I'm my good friend David Phillips, he's my good buddy. He's 84 years of age. He is responsible for the world's largest cherry pie back in 1976. There's been a couple a little bit bigger since then. But so he had this idea, and he was 34 years of age, and he's going to design or going to bake the world's largest cherry pie. You know, unbelievable, 14 and a half feet a diameter pan, you know, and had the pan made, and had cherries dumped with a dump truck. And the dough, and it was 4,000. It was a 7,000-pound pie at the end of the day, and it was edible. And that was kind of cool. Well, 4th of July, it's 50 years of anniversary of that pie. It's also the 250th anniversary of our country. So I've been tasked by David to do something. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have a fun little event in Charlevoix, and it's from 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock on Saturday. And I'm getting to the part of this story that I really like, but we're going to have the world's largest cherry pie eating contest. David's going to tell the story about what he did and how he did it, and I've been reading about it. What a cool story that is. And then we're going to have the a taste testing for, you know, the best tasting cherry pie or the best looking cherry pie. And then we're going to have a pie eating contest. But here's the part of the story that I'm really excited about is, quite honestly, I'm thinking, holy smokes, how am I going to pull this off? And I was thinking it's a little bigger than I am. Man, one phone call led to another phone call. And now we have created this incredible team of people that's working on it. We're going to have our third meeting on Wednesday morning and visit the site. We're going to be out by the Pie Tin in Charlevoix on the 4th of July. But, oh my goodness, Randy, you know, when people decide to work together and just not because of something of personal gain, but just for the pure enjoyment of doing something,
sure,
and then you put, you know, well, I can do this, and then next thing you know, I can do that, and pretty soon, you know, that one thing about many hands make light work, and there is so much truth to that. So then I keep going here. So kindness, that's my K word for awake, and it's understanding, compassion, goodness, and this is what I did in the book. Is just, you just, today was funny, Randy, like you do. You open the book and whatever word pops out. Well, you know, I'm choosing my words for today, and I think I opened up to awake like 4 times in a row. I must have been a little sleepy or something. You know, like, hey, get the message. But
right.
Anyways, so kindness. The definition's there. Then my power statement is overcome them with kindness is a successful solution. And then I like this poem. This was a good one. Kindness is the best gift to give, said the wise lady at the store. When you think you have given it all away, magically there is more. She said she had been giving it away now for years. Brings a smile to some, brings others to tears. So I stand there and smile and pass it out at the store. The people come back always asking for more. I think they take it and pass it on to a friend. It makes people feel good. They want to do it again. Give away kindness. It is the best thing to give. When you give away kindness, you will love the life you live. And I think that's just, you know, the first thing in the morning, you wake up and you're excited and you should be grateful. And then you think, all right, I'm going to add a little zest to my day. And that's where going back to writing things down, you know, the night before in the morning, I like to do it the night before, but you just kind of put a little roadmap for your day. And it's wonderful to me because when I don't do it, there's a dramatic difference in how my morning's going to go. And when I do it, there's a dramatic difference in how my morning's going to go. And it has a lot to do with just putting a little organization to the day. And from that point, you know, then you're not so scrambled, and it's amazing how much more you get done. And again, one of the fun things is to just check it off your list. But so here's my E word, awake. Last word is E. I like this one too, enthusiasm. And I went through, you know, like I said, I went through the dictionary and found good words. And so I got all kinds of good words, different words, but positive words, better words to live your life from. But enthusiasm, excitement, zeal, zest, exuberance, elation, interest, passion, love. And the book actually has, you know, 24,000 words in it. It's a lot of words, but you look at all these words, and I'm going to write the next book from the words that I wrote about the first book. But are you pumped up about your life? One of the words in the book is mojo. Is your mojo on? Would you want to hang around with you? Is your life torch burning hot? It should be. You know, turn on your juice, power up, flame on, and get excited to be alive. And when you take that attitude on, your demeanor is so much different. You're just happier. So when you meet people, you say hello because you got this little buzz going. You know, you just got this, the mojo's going, and everybody has mojo. But every day is a new day. It's full of potential and loaded with opportunities. Seize the moment. Miss nothing. Right now is the only time that you truly have. If you are, I like this. This is good. If you are full of enthusiasm in each moment, Memories of yesterday will be full of satisfaction, and your tomorrows will be full of promise. Enthusiasm is a very important part of your success. Your attitude, your energy, your personality, your mojo is because of the light that is on in your life. Enthusiasm is your light. And that's just a choice. You know, how we are is just a choice, but that's where if you know the words, then you can follow it up with the behavior. If you know the words, then your thoughts are written a little bit differently. If you know the words, then your emotions are way different than what they might be if you didn't know all these good words and had them in your bag and live from that bag. But I like this poem, Enthusiasm for Success. There was this girl in the band playing louder than the rest. She was full of enthusiasm, abounding with way more zest. I sat down and I listened. I could have listened to her all day. She was so enthusiastic. She absolutely loves to play. Put enthusiasm in the tank on your road trip to success. Enthusiasm about what you're doing, I call that happiness. So here's this funny story, a Randall story. I was in fourth grade, and we had music class. And in music class, we played the bells. So it was a bell choir. Bell choir.
Sure.
So,
yeah.
Okay. So, oh man, we're practicing and, you know, we're getting good at it. And Mrs. Howard was just kind of one of my favorite teachers. And she was so enthusiastic about the music. And so we're, you know, I got two bells and we get to the concert on Friday night and we're moving right along, you know, and all of a sudden I lost my place. So, you know, everybody has a couple bells and I lost my place and I thought, oh my, I said, what do I do now? So I just thought, well, every now and then I should just play my bells, you know? And so I'm way out of sync with everybody else, but every now and then you'd hear a C or a D note, you know, and she was so upset. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, Saturday we had another chance to redo it, and so I was much more tuned in at that time, and I didn't lose my place, but I can't imagine what that sounded like when all of a sudden right. You just got these odd notes, you know. All right, I'll leave you with this. Here's the word for the week is up. There's only one way to go. Go up. Go vertical, straight up. When you look up, you go up. When someone falls down, help them up. When someone's spirit is down, use good words and lift it up. The attitude of the day is helping other people go up. Success is a process of trying and learning and getting up and looking up again. Success requires, it's a new word, requires a positive up attitude. Uptude, positive up attitude, I call it uptude. Turn your uptude up. Fire your uptude up, get up, go up, live up. And then I wrote, success is about uptude and up. He had an incredible attitude. He was looking up. He was always looking up. Hey, man, how'd you get this way? He said it was a little uptude luck. He said that it all started when he was just a boy. It was like one day he just woke up and his soul was full of joy. I asked him what he thought it was, that he could be this way. He wasn't sure. He did not know. He really could not say. I guess that my real question is, how do I get some up? He said, it's just a mental drink I drink, that I drink from the uptude cup. This cup wasn't exactly empty, but it looked pretty dry to me. I held it up and drank it up and thought I would just wait and see. It was an imaginary elixir, is what I learned that day. Looking up and going up is the uptude way to play. So use that thought process. When you look up, you go up. And that was another Zig Ziglar line. Randy, Zig Ziglar had a profound influence on my life, and I read his book, See You at the Top, and geez, that just stuck. That was at age 18, you know, and from then on, it's just you expose your prefrontal cortex to goodness, you know. Yes. The Bible's full of goodness. There's so much natural goodness out there, and put that into the front of your brain, because you'll live a much, much better life when you do that. So thank you again for having me on the radio and promoting my book. I sure appreciate it, Randy.
Yes, sir. Amazon.com. Just text me RT for road trip, and I'll send you the cover as well as the link to get it on Amazon.com. Thanks a lot, Rick. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Thank you, sir. Have a great day.
I'm the Hour News Break of Hour Number 3. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source. Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Kalamazoo County and Muskegon counties have joined the list of counties that have declared a state of emergency. In Muskegon, flooding has damaged critical infrastructure, including electric utility stems, according to a news release. Private property throughout the county has also been damaged or has the potential to be damaged. In Kalamazoo County, some residents have had their basements flooded. High water levels around Lake Mitchell and Cadillac have authorities warning residents against connecting sub pumps or trash pumps to the sewer system. They say the sewer system is severely strained by ongoing flooding and high lake levels, increasing the risk of sewage overflows and environmental pollution. Officials say the sewage system is not designed to function as a storm water system, which has a larger capacity to handle significant water volumes. Ford is recalling nearly 1.4 million